This is KERA News. Denton County reported a third flu-related death today. That takes the total in North Texas to at least 52 this flu season. 40 of those have been in Dallas County, with 6 in Collin County and 3 in Tarrant. Nationally, the flu outbreak is being categorized as moderately severe. KERA's Gus Contreras reports on the challenge that presents for health officials.
Even the experts are having trouble keeping track.
This year does seem to be containing more deaths than some in recent past.
That's Matt Richardson, Denton County Director of Public Health.
However, the flu season is still not over, and without the final tally, local public health, state health officials, and the CDC won't really be able to rank it or to really quantify it.
Denton County has reported one child's death and 2 adults. Just in the last 3 weeks, there have been 34 flu-related deaths in Dallas County. The total was 6 at the start of the new year. The problem's far bigger than that. The state says more than 1,100 people have died from flu or pneumonia this season, and those numbers are 2 weeks old. Lara Anton is a spokeswoman for the Texas Department of State Health Services.
We're guessing at this point, if it was real time, it's definitely significantly more than that at this point. But that's not abnormal. Last year, there were over 9,500 deaths in Texas from flu.
Anton thinks it'll be months until the state can analyze and rank this year's flu outbreak with years past. Counties are required to report when children die of the flu, but adult reporting is voluntary. The state can't make an official flu-related tally until it confirms that pneumonia wasn't the cause.
The reporting that Dallas County is doing, it's totally voluntary. So there's probably a whole lot more deaths in Dallas County that are flu-related that are not being counted.
For now, the best thing experts say to do is to stick to basics. Wash your hands and stay home when you're feeling sick. Gus Contreras, KERA News.